This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa beginning today to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalera, informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders' meeting.
This is the first G20 summit that will be happening on African soil. In that context, we'll bring the spotlight on the development issues of Africa as also of the Global South. It may also be recalled that it was during India's G20 presidency in 2023 that the African Union was inducted into G20 as permanent member. The summit will be important for India to ensure continuity of its priorities in the G20 after having hosted a very successful presidency in 2023. On the margins of G20 summit, PM will be participating in the IBSA, India-Brazil-South Africa leaders meeting, as well as holding bilateral meeting with several leaders who will be present in Johannesburg.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from a Delhi court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathar and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Waghe of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has now risen to six. NDA leader Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the record 10th time. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers took oath in the new Bihar government. India has warned against unilateral trade restrictive climate measures undermining equity and justice. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav said this while addressing the third annual high-level ministerial roundtable on just transition during the UNFCCC COP30 in Belém, Brazil. Mr. Yadav also called for enhanced international cooperation, strong multilateralism and affordable, accessible and adequate means of implementation for developing countries as essential components of a truly just and equitable global transition. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy represented India at the 55th National Day of Oman at the Oman Embassy in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Reddy said that the partnership between India and Oman continues to deepen across defence, trade, energy, culture and people-to-people relations as both the countries mark their 70 years of diplomatic ties. The minister added that bilateral trade between India and Oman has doubled in the last 4 years, reaching about $10.6 billion. The Punjab police in an encounter has busted a Pakistan-based terror module backed by ISI in Ludhiana this evening. Two accused of the module have been injured in a retaliatory fire by the police in self-defense. Ludhiana Police Commissioner Swapan Sharma disclosed that both of them were tasked by their foreign-based handlers to carry out grenade attacks in the state on government buildings and other places to create tension and disturb peace. Two Chinese hand grenades, five sophisticated pistols and about 50 live rounds have been recovered from them. Further details are awaited. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, began in Panaji, Goa with a vibrant and colourful parade. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, flagged off the event in the presence of Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Governor Ashok Gajapati Raju and INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian women boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Nikhat Zareen, Arundhati Roy, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Huda delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida, marking a historic achievement for the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.